Now it's time for Gold News Daily with Richard, Curtis, and David from Swiss America's Tangible Asset Team.
Gold News Daily, Dave Bradshaw reporting. Wednesday, gold prices rebounded 1.5% on a weaker dollar as stocks rallied on upbeat economic data. Gold last traded up $13.70 to $940.30 an ounce. Silver rose 15 cents to $13.70. Since 2002, gold prices are up 230%. Meanwhile, classic U.S. $20 Liberties and St. Gaudens are up between 295% and 375%. That's 30 to 60% faster than bullion. Gold ended the month in June with a 5% decline, but rose 6% in the first half of 2009. What's ahead for the second half? Let's find out from David Fisher.
Hello, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily. U.S. mortgage applications fell last week by the most since February, defying efforts by President Obama's administration to revive the housing market. The Mortgage Bankers Association index of applications to purchase a home or refinance a loan dropped 19% last week. Within that, refinancing declined 30% to the lowest in 7 months. Unemployment touched a 26-year high in May. Since the downturn in the economy, 7.2 million jobs have been lost. Brian Bethune, chief U.S. financial economist at IHS Global Insight, says, quote, "The economy is in a phase of attempting to find a bottom. Anything that comes in the way of that, like higher rates, is likely to mean it takes longer," end quote. The Federal Reserve just reported that U.S. household wealth dropped $11.1 trillion. Yeah, that's trillion since 2008, and $5.1 trillion of that was just in the last 3 months. If we use the same methodologies today that was used to calculate inflation in the late 70s, then the CPI number of today is incorrect at negative 1.3%. Are you ready for this shock? It should be approximately 6%. Larry Hathaway, an economist at UBS, says, as the dollar weakens, gold and silver prices have nowhere to go but up. Gold is hardly an underappreciated asset, given the weakened state of the global economy. But with analysts anticipating the U.S. dollar's declining strength, investors may want to consider carving out more room for gold in their investment portfolios. Severely weakened by global economic crisis, the U.S. dollar's near-term direction remains under debate, but analysts seem to agree that longer-term, the currency will emerge worse for the wear. With all the uncertainty, is your financial future bright? Call and see what the experts are saying at 888-867-8978. That's 888-867-8978, extension 1510. Until tomorrow, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily.